Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, April 26th, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. This week, the scratchy voice of the pulp and paper industry. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line at steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, international paper subsidiary Sylvamo is looking to put a headquarters and 300 jobs in Memphis, Tennessee. Also making headlines last week, Stora Enso is initiating a plan to permanently close down pulp and paper production at its Karnsvedden mill and Vitsaluto mills. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We are back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, April 22nd at 43.53, down 35 points or 0.8% from the April 15th close. Gaining shares equaled decliners. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 0.5%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Resolute Forest Products, up 6.4%, followed by Mercer International, gaining 5.4%. The biggest decliner for the week was IT Tech Packaging, down 17.7%. Over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, gaining 878%, while the deepest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, down by 28%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up by 61.8%, while the PM40 is up 85.1%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Okay, now I've lost my voice again. Dateline Helsinki. Stora Enso initiates a plan to permanently close down pulp and paper production at its Konvarnjen and Vitsaluto mills. Stora Enso says it will start co-determination negotiations with employees at its Konvarnjen mill in Sweden and its Vitsaluto mill in Finland regarding a plan to permanently close down pulp and paper production at both mills. The planned closures would take place during the third quarter of 2021. I know it would directly affect 670 people in Finland and 440 folks in Sweden. Paper demand in Europe has declined over a decade, Stora Enso said. This trend is further accelerated due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which has led to changes in consumer behavior. As a consequence, Stora Enso says there's significant overcapacity in the European paper market, which has resulted in historically low paper prices and challenge the cost competitiveness of many mills. Both Konvarnsveden and Vitsaluto mills are loss-making, and their profitability is expected to remain unsatisfactory going forward, the company said. Dayline Sweden. Arctic Paper consolidates its sales divisions in Scandinavia and the Baltics. Arctic Paper says it's consolidating the sales organizations for Scandinavia and the Baltics into a joint company called Arctic Paper Scan Baltics. Leif Arne Carlsson, now the managing director of the Scandinavian sales company, has been appointed the managing director of the new company from June 1st, 2021.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
It's amazing how quick my voice can go from good to bad. Dateline, Sweden. SCA to increase Kraftliner prices in Europe. SCA says it's increasing the prices on white and brown Kraftliner in Europe by 50 euros per ton. The new price is valid from June 1st, 2021. Here comes a quote, quote, "The global demand for Kraftliner continues to be high," said Michael Frölander, VP of Sales and Marketing of Container Board of SCA. He continues, quote, "The capacity is limited to increase Kraftliner deliveries. Increasing costs for raw materials supports a price increase." I guess that makes sense. End of quote. Dayline United Kingdom. Schweizer Modi completes Scapa takeover. The takeover offer from Greater Manchester headquartered Scapa, which values the healthcare and industrial group at more than £410 million, has been completed. Scapa Group is listed on AIM and is the parent company of Scapa Adhesives and Scapa Healthcare. The Ashton-Underland headquartered outfit has manufacturing and sales operations across North America, Europe, and Asia. An offer from Schweizer Modi International at 200 pence in cash per Scapa share was revealed in January, valuing it at £402.9 million. This was revised to 215 pence per share, meaning the total value would be about £412.6 million. This was to be implemented by way of a court-sanctioned scheme of arrangement.
And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Popritala Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We are back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Maine. Indy Paper launches recycled pulping operation in Old Town, Maine. Indy Paper is launching a new recycled pulping operation at its mill in Old Town, the company said on Thursday. The company, a U.S. subsidiary of China-based Nine Dragon Paper Holdings Limited, said the new operation will produce 200 metric tons of unbleached pulp daily and support 20 new jobs in Maine when it is at full operation. Nine Dragons, which also owns a Maine in Runford, generates about $10 billion in annual sales and is China's largest producer of container board. Here comes a quote, quote, "We are thrilled to start our new recycled pulping operation at the Old Town Mill," said Bruce Hogan, vice president and general manager of the mill, In a statement, he continues, quote, "This multi-million-dollar investment from Indy Paper represents another vote of confidence in the state of Maine's forest products sector, the Old Town Division, and our vision to build a sustainable company for the next 100 years, end of quote. Dateline, Deerfield, Illinois. Pregis joins the Climate Pledge. Pregis, a leading global manufacturer of protective packaging, announces that it has joined the Climate Pledge, a commitment to be net zero carbon by 2040, a decade ahead of the Paris Agreement's goal of 2050. Signatories to the Climate Pledge agree to measure and report greenhouse gas emissions on a regular basis, implement decarbonization strategies in line with the Paris Agreement through real business changes and innovations, including efficiency improvements, renewable energy, materials reductions, and other carbon emission elimination strategy. And also neutralize any remaining emissions with additional qualifiable, real, permanent, and socially beneficial offsets to achieve net zero annual carbon emissions by 2040, a decade ahead of the Paris Agreement's goal of 2050. Dateline, New York. Pratt Industries and HelloFresh partner up to deliver sustainable packaging solutions. In celebrating of Earth Day last week, HelloFresh, the leader in delivering delicious ingredients and easy-to-follow recipes to households worldwide, announced last week a new partnership with Pratt Industries to introduce cardboard packaging made of 100% post-consumer recycled content for its HelloFresh and Every Plate meal kits. By using recyclable packaging made entirely from recycled content for the production and shipment of meal kits to customers' doorsteps, HelloFresh is taking a measurable step to reduce waste and improve circularity of materials in the economy. For more on this fascinating story, check out the story on our Nip Impressions website at www.nipimpressions.com. Again, that's www.nipimpressions.com. Dateline, Delaware, Ohio. Yay, Ohio. Rife announces new science-aligned greenhouse gas emissions reduction target. Rife Incorporated, a global leader in industrial packaging products and services, announced last week that it has set a new goal to reduce its absolute Scope 1 and 2 greenhouse gas emissions 28% by the year 2030. This target aligns to the prevailing climate science limit of keeping global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius. The company said it will also further investigate its Scope 3 GHG emissions and make a determination about pursuing a net zero carbon aspiration by the end of 2023. Greif's new goal builds upon the company's near 15-year commitment to sustainability and an 11% emissions reduction per unit of production achieved in 2019. Greif said it'll pursue a strategic approach to achieving its new goal by building upon its existing investments in energy-efficient equipment and by examining options to further utilize other alternative energy sources. In addition, the company said it will partner with the Schneider Electric's Energy and Sustainability Services team to source off-site, large-scale, renewable energy. Dateline, Maine. High Court sides with Old Town, Maine in tax dispute with former mill owner, saving that city nearly $1 million. The Maine Supreme Court, Judicial Court, on Tuesday, saved Old Town from having to refund nearly $1 million in property taxes to a former pulp mill owner when justices unanimously settled a years-long dispute between the two. The six-year fight is between Expera Specialty Solutions and the city landed before the Maine Supreme Judicial Court after a series of appeals over the State Board of Property Review's granting of a tax abatement to the company. justices heard oral arguments in the case remotely in February. Xperra, which purchased the mill from Old Town Fuel and Fiber back in 2014, had argued that the city assessed the mill's taxable value at more than what the property was actually worth. The company sought a property tax refund of close to $1 million, which the city denied. Maine's High Court concluded that the city did not assess the mill in 2014 and 2015 for more than its just value, and that Xperra had failed to meet its burden showing that the tax assessments were manifestly wrong. Representatives from Old Town and Xperra did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Dateline Chicago, Illinois. R.R. Donnelly to provide support for COVID-19 testing for the safe reopening of organizations of all sizes. R.R. Donnelly announced last week a combination of strategic resources with supply chain and integrated communications for efficient COVID-19 testing to keep organizations across the country open and running. The unmatched breadth of the capabilities and depth of industry expertise make it highly customizable and relevant to local schools, businesses, social service providers, universities, and any other organization needing to rapidly implement testing at scale. This effort also aims to support homeless shelters and underserved populations as government funding drives wide COVID-19 testing for the safe reopening of workplaces and other congregate settings. All right, folks, here's a very fun story. Dateline Atlanta, Georgia. Graphic Packaging International offers fiber-based produce pack punnet. Fiber-based packaging leader Graphic Packaging International is pleased to announce the launch of its produce pack punnet, an innovative paperboard alternative to plastic punnet trays for fresh fruit and vegetables. This new product, available for all commonly used punnet sizes, is fully recycled and reduces plastic by up to 100% depending on application. As a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, consumers now place significantly more value on food safety and hygiene, and they see sustainability as increasingly important as we emerge from the crisis, according to a recent McKinsey survey. Produce Pack Punnet offers growers and retailers the opportunity to cater to increased consumer demand for hygiene while also prioritizing sustainability.
And we'll be back right after this.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Things are different in 2020. How do you reach prospects in a world defined by keeping your distance? What is the effective medium for conveying your message and building your business in this new era? Papier Italo Publications has been developing the very expertise you need now for 15 years. Check us out at papieritalo.com. That's PAPERITALO.com. Papieritalo.com. Look at our media kit and then come talk to us.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Memphis, Tennessee. International paper subsidiary Sylvamo is looking to put a headquarters and 300 jobs in Memphis. Sylvamo Corporation, a subsidiary of an international paper that is in the process of being spun off into an independent, publicly traded company, could put its headquarters in Memphis. The company said 300 people would work from the location. It's not immediately clear if those new employees would be new employees or existing international paper employees. Sylvamo, filed an application requesting a 15-year payment in lieu of tax incentive from the Economic Development Growth Engine of Memphis and Shelby County. Of the 300 jobs, the lowest-paying positions would have an average base pay of almost $87,000, according to the application. General management salaries would be about $124,000 on average, and senior management salaries would be about $258,000 on average. Dateline Chicago. USG Corporation is expanding to Denver, Colorado, with a new 90,000-square-foot sheetrock plant. Global manufacturer USG Corporation will open a new 90,000-square-foot facility in the Montebello neighborhood. As construction continues to boom in the area, the company said Colorado is the perfect place to have another distribution center and to provide faster service to the western states. They will initially hire about 25 folks. Dateline, British Columbia. Paper Excellence permanently closes pulp mill in Mackenzie, British Columbia, at a cost of 250 jobs. Paper Excellence has announced that it's officially closing its pulp mill in Mackenzie, British Columbia, permanently putting about 250 folks out of work. The company originally curtailed production at the mill in June of 2020. Mayor Joan Atkinson said the closure is not a big surprise to many of the community's 3,700 residents. She said that for some pulp mill employees, the announcement brings closure. Quote, they're not being left in limbo, wondering if they'll ever get their jobs back, she said. Atkinson said that she has confirmed with Paper Excellence that the former employees will receive severance packages. Paper Excellence blamed COVID-19 and a lack of local fiber supply for their initial shutdown in 2020. In a statement announcing the permanent closure, the company said the pulp mill's small production capacity and the ongoing lack of economic fiber meant the mill could not be globally competitive. Dateline Lake Forest, Illinois. Pact of Evergreen launches Give Back, a new program rewarding community engagement for employees and their families. Pact of Evergreen announced the launch of a new annual program rewarding community engagement for employees and their families and supporting the company's commitment to sustainability. The program, called Give Back, invites employees and student family members to nominate projects in which they are involved at registered nonprofit organizations for grants. Give Back offers grants that promote and benefit sustainable communities based on environmental, economic, and/or social considerations. Grants are divided into three categories: employees, students under 18, or student over 18. Employees of Pact of Evergreen will vote online for their favorite submissions in each category, and a jury composed of Pact of Evergreen leadership and nonprofit representatives will also consider applications and vote for their favorite in each category. The program is open to any Pact of Evergreen employee in the United States, Canada, and Mexico for the employee category. In the student categories, students can send in an application if an immediate family member is a Pact of Evergreen employee. Dateline, Catawba, South Carolina. EPA now involved with odor issue in South Carolina involving New Indy Mill. The Environmental Protection Agency is now involved with the odor investigation with South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control, also known as the DHEC, according to the SCDHEC. According to the agency, more than 5,000 complaints were reported from those in York and Lancaster counties, as well as from some North Carolinians, since March 12th. Some residents have reported symptoms of nausea, headaches, burning in their eyes, throat, and lungs. I'm having some burning in my lungs right now. DHEC provided an update April 9th that named the New Indy Containerboard Mill a significant contributor to odors plaguing South Carolina residents.
Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.